The Advent scripture this morning is from Matthew 1, verses 18 through 25. These are the facts concerning the birth of Jesus Christ. His mother, Mary, was engaged to be married to Joseph. But while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant by the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her fiancé, being a man of stern principle, decided to break the engagement, but to do it quietly, as he didn't want to publicly disgrace her. As he lay awake considering this, he fell into a dream and saw an angel standing beside him. "Joseph, son of David," the angel said, "don't hesitate to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her has been conceived by the Holy Spirit. And she will have a son, and you shall name him Jesus, meaning Savior, for he will save his people from their sins. This will fulfill God's message through his prophets. Listen, the virgin shall conceive a child. She shall give birth to a son, and he shall be called Emmanuel, meaning God is with us." When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel commanded and brought Mary home to be his wife. But she remained a virgin until her son was born, and Joseph named him Jesus.
Good morning. Wow, good crowd. You know, I've read this story a lot. I heard it as a kid, but something this time jumped out at me. And what jumped out at me was Joseph. Joseph, they said he was an upright man. And he wanted to do the right and honorable thing, but he wanted to do according to what was supposed to happen, because he found out the person he was going to marry was pregnant, and he knew it wasn't from him. So it tells us in the story that he was thinking, he pondered. As a matter of fact, let me read this. It's fascinating to me. I don't know why. It just jumped out. It said that Joseph, she was found to be pregnant. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. Not make a spectacle, just to do it. And he was thinking about this. Then he went to sleep. Then God showed up in the form of an angel. It says, "Joseph, don't worry about this. I got this. I want you to go ahead and marry her, because the baby is going to be the Savior." Because it says that's what Jesus meant, Savior. So he did. What really astonished me, because I have a problem with this. When God tells me to do something, I have this thing like my grandkids do. Well, you know, God, that's not really going to be fun. I don't want to do that. I got something else I have in mind. And when I say that, I realize I'm saying, God, you're not smart, I'm smart. And I forget who's who. That's what this was. The communion tells me that he's God and I'm not. But Joseph got up and did what he was told to do. God told him, marry her. He went and did what he was told to do. And I am really astonished that Joseph played such an integral part. You know, a lot of people I know come from divorced homes. And the kids are raised sometimes by a stepdad. Basically, Joseph was a stepdad. But he mirrored what was supposed to happen. He listened to God. He thought about what was going on, and he did what God told him to do. And our prime example of somebody who did what God told him to do was Jesus when he went to the cross. Because he said, I don't really... He actually said in Gethsemane, he says, basically, God, I don't want to do this. If this cup can pass for me, I don't want to do this. But if that's what you want me to do, I trust you. And like Bruce has said before, that trust. The guy going over the wheelbarrow, over Niagara Falls. You believe he can do that. But the trust is getting in the wheelbarrow. Because sometimes those things that God tells us to do is pretty scary when we start to think about it. But remember, Emmanuel, God with us. When we do what God wants, he is with us. Praise God. Thank you.
Set in motion centuries ago. that this Lord's Supper gives life and death and meaning. Help us to remember that as we meet this together. In Jesus' name. Lord, we give thanks for your blood given for us, given generously for us. It became apparent that just when you came, you were determined, and whatever it would cost you, you would pay. So we thank you for that. In Jesus' name.
Good morning again.